You're listening to Faith and Film, a joint podcast by the Catholic Communications Network and the Clifton Diocese.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hello, and on today's Faith and Film, we've got a very special studio guest all the way from Melbourne. It's Father Peter Malone. Father Peter, as you might remember if you've listened to our podcast before, is something of a film aficionado, has seen billions of films, has been reviewing for decades, and he's here to talk about a film that's out this weekend. Well, we have a film with very strong Catholic themes, originally a book by Graham Greene. Brighton Rock, Peter, give us your take on that.
I rather enjoyed it. I had remembered the reading of the novel back a long, long time ago. It was written in the late 30s. And then Greene himself wrote a screenplay for the Bolting Brothers film of 1947 with Richard Attenborough giving a very frightening performance as the Brighton teenage thug Pinky Brown. I was wondering how this one would go, especially since Graham Greene is very emphatic at times on his Catholicism. I should say his Catholicism, because I'm not sure it's the kind of Catholicism that we all share, but it's provocative and we need to engage with some of his ideas. So as I said, this film was, I thought, well written and interestingly photographed by Rowan Joffe, the son of Roland Joffe, who made The Mission and City of God and There Be Dragons, the story of St. Jose Maria Escrivá and Opus Dei. So there's a bit of a Catholic tradition somewhere there in the Joffe filmmaking. Perhaps it's a bit more subtle in this version of Brighton Rock. There is talk about faith. Pinky meets Rose, the rather naive waitress who gets a coupon for a photo on Brighton Pier that actually has a photo of a co-criminal. And they want to get it back from her and that she won't testify against them in the courts. Pinky says to her, "You're Roman." And he says, "I am Roman too." I'm not sure whether people actually did say that. This is 1964, by the way. They've moved the time ahead. But as they talk, Pinky says things like, he does believe, Rose certainly believes, and she prays the rosary, she goes to church, she kneels before the crucifix. But he said the main thing that he believes in is hell. And so we're in green territory there. A friend of mine once said that Graham Greene tasted life through rotten teeth. And I think it's a great phrase. And so we're into that territory of Graham Greene, which I suppose puts a rather bitter taste in our own mouths as well as we contemplate it. I was reminded as I listened to Pinky talk about his belief and his believing in hell. He believed in hell, he believed in damnation, and I think he expected that was where he would go. When Rose asks him about heaven, perhaps, probably not. So it's a very sin-focused Graham Greene theology. I think we find it strongest in such books and the film versions of The Heart of the Matter and The End of the Affair. Both books were filmed in the 1950s. The Heart of the Matter is a very strong film with Trevor Howard as a man in relationship with his wife and a lover and who doesn't want to offend either of them and is prepared to go to communion sacrilegiously and risk hell not to hurt the people that he loves. In The End of the Affair, there was a version in 1955 with Van Johnson and Deborah Carr and John Mills, but Neil Jordan's 1999 version with Julianne Moore and Ralph Fiennes is particularly good. And again, it's the self-sacrifice on behalf of someone else being prepared for damnation for others. So it's a very green theme. Not that Pinky wants damnation to save Rose. Rather, he hates Rose as well, even though he goes through the motions of loving her. And he persuades her to get married in a registry office, and she knows it's a mortal sin. He does say it's not a real marriage without a priest there, but she then is the one, like Scobie in The Heart of the Matter, like Sarah in The End of the Affair, who is willing to risk damnation because she loves someone else.
You should have dealt with Rose. I've said time and time again.
Take my advice, kid. Clear out the bright.
It's our town, eh?
Pinky Brown killed a man, and that puts that girl in the most grave danger.
You're good, and I'm bad. We're made for each other.
It's a real challenge, I would think, to our theology and spirituality that Green has a kind of severe Augustinian, poor old St. Augustine, but a severe Augustinian tradition which needs to be balanced by, say, a theology of resurrection, that we are Easter people. It's the same kind of comment that might be made about Mel Gibson and The Passion of the Christ, that emphasis on the passion, suffering. But with Graham Greene and this particular character of Pinky, probably one of his meanest and nastiest villains, even more than Harry Lime in The Third Man. And there doesn't seem to be any redemption. That we say that there are films that cry out of the depths, Lord, hear my voice. Rose, I suppose, is in that situation. But there was a film called Enter the Void, which I rather like the phrase for no hope films. And in a sense, Pinky in Brighton Rock, in death, enters the void. It may be the hell that he believes in. So having said that, in a mainstream film from Britain, BBC funded and UK Film Council, it is interesting that Joffe, perhaps was thinking not to have the religious themes, has included them there. They're not in your face all the time. You just, if you listen attentively, well, people will miss them, of course. But there is sufficient in the screenplay to make it a very strong presentation of those particular focuses of Graham Greene on a theology of sin and the possibilities or impossibilities of redemption.
Remakes are always up for debate about whether they should be made or not. Was this worth making?
I think so, and it's 65 years since the first one came out, and that was in the style of the 1940s. This one's more sophisticated in its technology, in its portrait of Brighton, the dark swirling waters, the beach, the pavilion, the blocks of flats on the seafront, the seedier types there, and the whole atmosphere of the 1960s. And the cast is particularly good. Sam Riley perhaps is a bit one note as a very nasty Pinky. Andrea Riseborough, I thought, was very, very good as the naive Rose. I believed that she was naive. I believed that she would be prepared to give up her life for Pinky. And in the supporting cast, quite a range of people, but the standout is Helen Mirren doing a bit of a grande dame performance as Ida, who is the good character who tries to protect Rose, even though she herself, you know, probably has a very dubious past, rather blousy kind of past, if one may put it that way. And John Hurt is there as her friend, Phil Davis as one of the criminals. So on those levels, there's quite a deal to commend it as a remake as well.